Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we talked about Christ coming to establish his new heavenly kingdom, the new heavens and the new earth. And oh, what a glorious day that's going to be. But today, we think about what are we supposed to do while we wait for that to happen? What are we supposed to do now, here on earth, while we wait for Jesus to come again? And this is what we are talking about from our scripture readings, which we refer to as the end times, when Jesus is going to come back, and what should we expect when Jesus is going to come back? And oftentimes, when you'll talk to anybody, even Christians, the end times are usually something that fills us with fright, fills us with confusion even. But that's not the way Jesus talks about the end times in our gospel reading for today. He doesn't want to frighten us. He doesn't want to confuse us, but rather he wants to be extraordinarily clear. He wants to let you know exactly what you should expect about when he is going to come again. And he wants you to be clear. He's very clear about three things. One is certain negative things that are going to happen. He's going to talk about tribulation that will happen before he comes again. He's going to be very clear that there will be deception that will happen before he comes again. But then finally, he wants you to remember that his promise is that he is coming back. His promise is that he will return. So he tells you exactly what to expect. It's not a mystery. It's not a secret. There's going to be tribulation. There's going to be deception. But also his promise will reign true. He will come again as he has said. And it's for that reason that Jesus so clearly tells us at the end of our gospel reading, therefore, stay awake. Stay awake. Don't be deceived by the things of this world. Don't be deceived by the lies, but rather remember his promise, cling to that promise, and continue looking for his coming every day of your entire lives. Stay awake, keep watch, and look to Jesus through the end. And as you sit here in this world waiting day after day, experiencing all kind of tribulation, experiencing things that you maybe never would have expected, you might wonder, is the thing I'm waiting for really going to happen? Is Christ going to return as he promised? Maybe you can think about earthly promises that you've had given to you before. Maybe those promises have been broken. Maybe we're accustomed to thinking that a promise is something that might happen or might not happen. It still remains to be seen. But that's not the way Jesus' promise works. Christ's promise is that he forgives you. Christ's promise is that he will return to raise both the living and the dead and then to usher his righteous ones into his heavenly kingdom. And his promise is true. When Jesus says something, it happens. This isn't just a nice story that we tell ourselves to make us feel better or to get us through the tough times. It's something we proclaim because it is something that will most certainly happen. Jesus is the one who commanded the winds and the waves with just the word of his mouth. He is the one who called Lazarus out of the tomb, raising him from death with just the word of his mouth. All these things show us that when Jesus says something, it happens. When Jesus says something, it is sure. So when Jesus promises that he is coming back, this isn't just a dream, but rather it is something we know for sure that will happen. Jesus said in our gospel reading, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The things of this earth, even the earth itself, is deceptive, is temporary, but Jesus' words will never pass away. And then Jesus tells us a little bit about what we should expect in our time here on earth before he comes again. And he tells us that there will be great tribulation here on earth before he comes again, such as has never been seen before. For in those days there will be tribulation as has not been from the beginning of creation that God created until now and never will be. And it's really hard to quantify or measure how bad it's going to be. But even Jesus says, if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. For the sake of the elect, for whom he chose, he shortened the days. So we know that there will be trouble here on earth. There will be trials here on earth, much like what you go through each and every day, much like has happened in all of human history, but it will intensify in that time before Jesus comes again. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like. We don't know exactly what that will be like, but Jesus wants you to be sure this will happen. And then likewise, he says that there will be deception on earth before he comes again. And then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. There's going to be people who try to rise up to say, turn to me, rather than turn to Christ. There's going to be people who rise up to say, there is the Christ, but they're not actually leading you toward Jesus. They're leading you toward someone else. All kinds of deception that will come before that last day. But why does Jesus tell us this? Does he tell us these things in order that we might be frightened? In order that we might despair that there's going to be tribulation or deception? Absolutely not. He tells us these things in order that we might know what to expect. He tells us these things in order that we might know what's coming. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. He doesn't say these things to scare us, but rather so that we know they're coming and that we'll continue to look to him through it all. That we'll continue to look to him for salvation and look to him and his promised second coming through all of this tribulation and deception. Because what's often the temptation that we run into when we face tribulation? Sometimes when we face trials or tribulation, we take it as a sign that God isn't with us anymore, or as if he must have abandoned us, or if we're going through something, he must particularly hate us. Or if we see a false prophet rising up and people going after him, maybe this makes us doubt the true message of Christianity. If that guy's so popular, if so many people are going after him, maybe he's true. Maybe Jesus actually isn't true. These are the temptations that run through our minds when we face tribulation or trials, or when we see deception here on earth. But Jesus wants to tell us that these things are going to happen so that we're not surprised. So that we don't despair when we go through trials, so that we're not deceived when we see the false prophets, but that we know exactly that these things are what Jesus said is going to happen, so we can continue to look to him, cling to him, even when we see them. Going through tribulation or seeing false prophets arise doesn't mean that Jesus is far away from you, or that what he said isn't actually true, or that he's losing or isn't control over the world. But rather, Jesus tells you that when you see these things, that means he's closer to you than ever. Closer to you on a personal level, because you know that when you're going through something difficult, God has promised to be with you. God has promised to strengthen you and sustain you, even in the midst of your suffering. But then also as a sign. Like he says in the gospel reading, so also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. So any tribulation that you go through in this life, any deception that people try to use to lead you away from Jesus, this isn't a time to despair. This isn't a time to turn away from Jesus, but rather this is an opportunity to cling to Jesus all the more and to pray to him, "Come, Lord Jesus." Because I know that every day that happens here on earth is another day closer to the one where he's going to come again. Every trial I go through here on earth is simply a sign that what he said is true and that he will come again to make all things new in himself. Continually look to Jesus, day by day, hour by hour, even minute by minute. There are going to be people out there who try to guess exactly when Jesus is coming. Maybe you've heard these people before. They look to the scriptures. They calculate it. Maybe they even have it down to the actual day. But Jesus says that these are those false prophets who said, "Look, here's the Christ," or "There he is." And what does Jesus say? Don't listen to them. Don't believe them. And why does Jesus say that? Because they don't know. Even if they say they know, even if they act like they know, they don't know. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. Keep on guard, for you do not know when the time will come. And then Jesus ends our reading by saying, "What I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." Stay awake. Keep constantly on watch. Keep constantly looking to Jesus. The image he uses is like a guard who is put on watch to keep the door while the master has gone away. Keep on guard. Keep looking to Jesus. And the reason why he says continually, day by day, is because you don't know when he's going to come back and you don't want him to come back and surprise you. And this is important to keep in mind because sometimes we kind of get into the mentality with Christianity or with religion that I'll get serious about that later. I'll get serious about that where my life is more convenient. Maybe when I'm all grown up. Maybe when I settle down, maybe where my life is a little less hectic, then I'll start thinking about the things of God. But Jesus says, you can't think like that. You can't keep saying, "Well, I'll figure that out later." Because he says, there might not be a later. There might not be a chance continually to keep pushing it down the road. He might come at a time where we don't expect. Because we simply don't know. We simply don't know the day or the hour. So if we don't know, what's the solution? Continually look to Jesus. Constantly look to Jesus. Today, believe his word. Do not harden your hearts, but rather hear his word today. Believe in him. Cling to him in faith. And then how is it exactly that we stay awake like Jesus says? It's not anything special. It's not anything extraordinary than what he tells us to do in the scriptures, but rather it's as simple as believe in him. It's as simple as cling to him in faith. And how then do we stay awake? How are we strengthened in the faith? By hearing his word. By hearing his word that gives us faith through the Holy Spirit. By receiving his gifts of the Lord's Supper, of baptism, and of remembering your baptism each and every day. We stay awake through prayer, pouring out our hearts, our cares, our desires to our Father who is in heaven, and knowing that he will listen to us. We stay awake by whatever tribulation we go through in this life, taking it with patient endurance, knowing that our Father who is in heaven loves us and is in control of all things. And we stay awake when we cling to his promises of the forgiveness of sins and his promises that he is surely coming soon. The one who gives you forgiveness and life also gives you the promise that he is coming soon. And he himself gives you the strength to endure. He himself gives you the strength to stay awake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.